It's been a brutal week for Donald Trump, and he has taken to his favourite medium, Twitter, to express his thoughts, saying, quote, "This is the single greatest witch hunt of a politician in American history," exclamation mark. The former head of the FBI, Robert Mueller, has been appointed to investigate whether anyone tied to Donald Trump's campaign cooperated with Russian efforts to affect the outcome of the presidential election late last year. Now, the famous American investigative journalist and author, Carl Bernstein, of Watergate fame, says what we are seeing now could be even more dangerous than Watergate, the scandal which forced Nixon to resign way back in 1974.
This is not Watergate. There may be some similarities. There are also some real differences. It's possible that what we're seeing now is more dangerous than Watergate. Possible because if some allegations are true, there may have been collusion between the President of the United States or and those around him and a hostile foreign power. That did not happen in Watergate. What we do know is that there has been a cover-up going on. The president has obstructed, impeded, attempted to demean legitimate investigation. That does not mean that he's obstructed justice, but he has tried to keep the facts, the truth of whatever is underneath all of this from coming out. We now have seen that cover-up had a monkey wrench thrown into it last night by the appointment of a special prosecutor, and not just a special prosecutor, but Robert Mueller, who occupies a unique place in annals of American law enforcement.
That's Carl Bernstein speaking to CNN. Let's go to Simon Marks, our Washington correspondent. Good morning to you, Simon.
Hello, Guyon.
One of the authors and journalists responsible for Watergate says that this could be more dangerous than Watergate. You've got to listen to that.
And I think that, you know, given that the fact that the word impeachment has now been used on the floor of the House of Representatives, albeit by one junior member of the House of Representatives, a Democrat from Texas, nonetheless, the word impeachment does hang thick in the air here in Washington, D.C. And there is now the sense that these storm clouds and these question marks hanging over the White House and hanging over Donald Trump personally are just not going to go away. In addition to that rather intemperate tweet that he put out early this morning, the president, we have just learnt, has been talking again about this at the White House. He's in a meeting right now with the Colombian president. But before that, the president, who only yesterday was once again lambasting the media and accusing them of treating him more unfairly than they treated any other politician in history, nonetheless invited the anchors of America's television network news programs to lunch today. And over that lunch, he has said that he believes the appointment of this special counsel, Robert Mueller, hurts our country terribly because it shows we're a divided, mixed up, non-unified country, and we have very important things to be doing right now. I think this shows a very divided country. I mean, the truth of the matter is that it's not just the country that's divided, it's increasingly the Republican Party that's divided. You've got more and more senators up on Capitol Hill in the upper house of the legislature here, beginning to express doubts about whether Donald Trump has been entirely truthful about what went on during last year's election campaign. And they see the specter now of Robert Mueller, a highly respected Washington insider, a former FBI director himself who has served both Republican and Democrat presidents in the past. They see him gearing up for an inquiry that could go on for months, if not years. It is very hard to see how Donald Trump gets out in front of that anytime soon.
And it's almost possible to miss this other story that the Washington Post has been running with, but it looks pretty explosive on the face of it. I'd like to get your reaction to that, this idea that the House Majority Leader McCarthy had told his colleagues back in 2016 that, quote, "I think Putin pays Trump." I mean, was this a joke or...
Well, they say that this was a joke. They only, however, said it was a joke after initially denying that the conversation had taken place. Then the Washington Post pointed out to them that they had a transcript of the conversation, at which point the Republican spokespeople up on Capitol Hill said the transcript must be wrong. And then the Washington Post pointed out that, in fact, they'd heard an audio recording of the conversation. So their third attempt at answering questions was, oh, it was all just a joke. Look, it does indicate that within senior Republican circles, there was a suspicion just before Donald Trump became the Republican Party's presidential candidate that his ties with the Russians were not clean. And there's other bad news for President Trump here today. The Reuters news agency saying that the FBI has been looking at 18 previously undisclosed communications between Donald Trump's associates last year and the Russians. And also a report in the New York Times that seems to be creating some difficulty for Vice President Mike Pence. Remember, he said that he had been lied to by National Security Advisor Michael Flynn about the nature of his contacts with the Russians and about whether he was a target of FBI investigation. According to the New York Times, Michael Flynn now says that he told the Trump transition team that he was a target of an investigation before he was named National Security Advisor. So how come that information didn't get to Mike Pence?
And this is in relation to what these claims that he was sort of lobbying or being a paid lobbyist for Turkey.
For both the Russian, I mean, taking money from the Russians. Remember that he went to Moscow, sat next to Vladimir Putin at that gala dinner celebrating, I think it was the 10th anniversary of the Russian propaganda television channel RT. And then also that he'd been taking money from the Turkish government as a lobbyist for Turkey without having registered as a foreign agent, which you're required to do here, and without having disclosed that he was lobbying on behalf of the Turkish government to the Trump team. Now he says, I came clean when the transition team started looking at me as a possible national security advisor. And that raises questions for Mike Pence. Was he kept in the dark by President Trump and the transition team, or did he know and then perhaps forget about it?
All right. Hey, just briefly on a, well, I guess it's kind of a related matter. Fox News, the founder, Roger Ailes, has passed away. How is this news being received in the capital and indeed the country, Simon?
Look, it's big news here for a couple of different reasons. He was very close to Donald Trump personally. He was a giant of a man. Whatever you think of his politics, this is someone who built the Fox News channel from scratch, turned it from the joke of American cable television into the dominant force in cable television news here in the United States before, of course, his demise, prompted by allegations of sexual assault that then led him to having to leave the building rather ignominiously and never setting foot back in it again. But also before that, he'd had this career as a Republican strategist. And many members of Congress owe their careers to Roger Ailes. He built communications and political strategies for them. And again, whatever you think of his politics, this was a figure who changed American society. First of all, in the realm of politics, by bringing many of these new, younger Republicans to the fore in Washington. And then, of course, in the media, creating Fox News, which has completely changed the nature of public discourse in the United States.
Indeed. Hey, thanks so much, Simon. Appreciate your time. Good to talk to you. That's Simon Mark.